code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 13th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website where you can download hundreds of previous talks I've given, where I try to give you the big picture, give you the what's behind the scenes really, which runs the world. We know darn well that those we elect are just front people. But I go into the big foundations, the big inter-networking organizations they belong to, and to show you really that everything's working along the same path. It's a form of not just predicting a future. These guys make the future happen. It's planned from the very top, a supra-government, if you will, a parallel government, as they call it themselves. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. Pass them around to your friends and see how many you can keep once I've read it, because most people don't want to know, and it is their decision not to know. It's a choice they make. You can also order from cuttingthroughthematrix.com my books and discs, etc., which keeps me just tickling along here. Not much of a laugh to that, because it's just tickling along. And also you can donate by PayPal, and how to do it is on the site at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Those who just get discs passed around, there's lots of discs get burned and passed around to many, many people. If they want to order or they want to donate to me, they can send personal checks from the US and Canada to Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P3E4N1. That's P for Peter, 3E for Elizabeth, 4N for Nora, 1. And we are on a roll today in Canada, well, in Ontario where I am. There's been a lot of snow melt. There's still some snow there, but there's lots of patches of ground showing through. And the temperature went up to about 50 Fahrenheit during the day. Normally at this time, the humidity is very high, and it should be a temperature like that in the massive melts. And yet, it's showing basically only 30% humidity on the meters. Why is that? It's because we've had the spraying going on every darn day, and the barium and aluminum oxide take the moisture out of the atmosphere right to the very ground itself. So the only place where there's any moisture is right on the ground. And this has been standard now for quite a few years with this daily spraying stuff. It's worldwide, pretty well. Governments won't talk about it. When they do, like the Canadian government, to say that it's a matter of national security. That's what the Member of Parliament for Sudbury was told when she brought it up in Ottawa, in Parliament. It's not our place to know it, in other words. We're just peasants. But it will have its, and it is having its physical effects on people as well. And there's many reports coming in from scientific studies on the effects of barium and aluminum oxide, etc., etc. That's why, too, more and more people are being diagnosed in their 40s and even 50s with asthma for the first time. That never happened before. You generally got it at the age of 2 after your first inoculations. So they're on a roll, you see, to depopulation big time. I've gone over the history of the sterilization agenda, which is underway. According to all the statistics, 85% sterile for males in the Western world. And I'm going to go into more of this because there's a lot out there after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just discussing that we're going through an agenda, a well-planned agenda, a very old one, where an elite in the 1800s, at least, long before it in fact, had always complained about too many peasants, but they formed organizations. The main one in Britain became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they created a sister one in the U.S. called the Council on Foreign Relations, thinking that the U.S. might object to the royal part, you see. But it's the same organization, and they also have, they're like a capstone of a pyramid, and they're chartered by the Royal Crown, not by the British government. Many of their members are in government and bureaucracies on both sides of the Atlantic. But they also had members in the Fabian Society, because all these other societies that are specialized in different areas are part of this one group, based on Darwinism, survival of the fittest, always looking ahead with economics at the top, how many people will we need in 100 years, or how many people will there be that we don't need in 100 years, and that kind of thing. You see, the world to them was very untidy. Self-determination by individuals was just a bad thing. It was terribly messy and untidy. And they believe in something that Isaiah Berlin, the philosopher who taught at Oxford University, came out with that was called positive freedom. Positive freedom sounds wonderful in all these Orwellian terms always do. I like positive, that's a nice word, and freedom is a nice word. But what it was that society existed for a plan, if we're all working together in a war, like World War II, when you all pool together, you allow the governments to expand bureaucracies and deal with your food supply, rationing, all that kind of stuff, lack of privacy, ID cards, all working towards the great plan that the elites guide us along, then that's called positive freedom. And in reality, you have no freedom unless you're going along in the flow willingly. Whereas negative freedom was where you'd have more choices to do with as you wish, less government intervention, intrusion into your life. You'd still be watched. Of course, they always have. But again, you would know too much of what was really working in the world or working on you from the top. You'd be kept in a sort of blissful ignorance. And when Mr. Blair was the Prime Minister of Britain, he, and I had the letter here because there's a copy up sent to me, he wrote to Mr. Berlin and asked him if he could combine the two. In other words, the goal was always to try and merge the two together and then gradually eliminate the first one and leave you simply with positive freedom. We're all on planet ship Earth, like the Star Trek Enterprise. There's leaders there who are guiding us along, and they will manage society from birth to death. These are the same people and the same big bankers, by the way, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs was set up by the top bankers of the day. These are the same people who created and funded the Soviet Union into existence. They have funded every major war in the 20th century. And they were even behind the Royal Institute of International Affairs, CFR, were advocating war with Vietnam. And then halfway through, they changed their mind and went against it. This is the sort of things that they play. The whole idea, you see, of communism is an ideal. That's why the same group has said, along with the United Nations, which is their big front organization, they have said that China is the model state for the world, where you have a totalitarian governmental system, a one-party system, who rely upon experts and scientists to rule the people, and they have one child per family. A second pregnancy is mandatory abortion. And there's more and more and more to it than that. It's a planned society. So that is the ideal Fabian society. So we are all going into that now. We'll be under it for quite a while, in fact. It doesn't matter if they appear to be right-wing or left-wing that's in government. They simply set up the stage for the next income or in-house Congress to take over from the last one. So Mr. Bush came in. This plan was to be kicked up into high gear in the year 2001, and we had what had to happen to set it off. And since then, as they told us at the time, life would never be the same again. Mr. Bush set up the machinery for enforcement for many, many different areas of society, children's aid going to SWAT teams now, etc., etc., that happened all over the planet at the same time. Massive planning, massive cooperation between the nations because we are already global. And then Mr. Obama comes in and pushes the next part of the agenda. They work together. Professor Carl Quigley, who's an advisor to the State Department and even at the U.S. military, because he knew the ethnic groups, he knew their psychologies for warfare. And he's the one who picked Bill Clinton to be a Rhodes Scholar, and who was the historian himself for the CFR, said that. He talked about that in his book, Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American Establishment, his other main book. The world they're bringing in is a planned society where the public will be the last to know. They'll be guided along it in this sort of semi-confusion, but with lots of entertainment and distractions, and crisis creation especially, Pavlovian style, will be shocked into just going along, kind of numb after a while. And once you're used to rapid change, and there's nothing normal anymore, the sky's the limit. They can keep ramming you through the next change, and the next change, and the next change. Now, Thomas Jefferson said that when you see an agenda continue between houses and changes of Congress, meaning parties, but the same agenda continuing, he says, know then that you are under tyranny. And all our lives, just like Carol Quigley said, a parallel government, working inside government and outside of government, have been guiding us along a world global path of basically Fabian socialism. Socialism was not for the working people, although it has groups out there championing, appearing to champion the workers. They must get them on board. And once they have them on board, they create a form of welfare state. They make you dependent on the state. That's the whole thing with giving power to the state. They make you dependent on them. And when you're dependent, they then come out with laws that regulate your life. That's why they always start with the unemployed for fingerprinting for ID purposes, iris scans, smart cards with the chips, and so on. You cannot allow yourself to become under a welfare state. It's game over. And that's what they're bringing in right now. They planned it well. They always start a revolution when they've done all the groundwork, prepared the fields, they've plowed it, they've hired it, and so on. Then they plant it. Step by step, Fabian socialism. It's interesting that Mr. Obama brought in this compulsory volunteerism. And I've said before, when you look at the money he's advocating to education for this project, that means that's going to for ideological indoctrination. Very, very dangerous. The same system that Hitler used, the same system that Lenin and Stalin used. All totalitarian regimes do the same. And then, by coincidence, it's up on the BBC that Mr. Brown, the Prime Minister of Britain, just plans to compel community work. Have they no originality? Of course they do, it's just that they're all in on the same agenda. Remember, I've read before about UNESCO and what it was founded to do at the United Nations, to bring in a global culture working through the indoctrination of the youth. This is all part of it. 12th of April 2009, from the BBC, Prime Minister Gordon Brown has pledged to ensure every young person has done 50 hours of voluntary work by the time they are 19 years old. Always remember, that's a Fabian introduction, because once you accept that step by step, it's like a mouse going towards the trap. A little bit of cheese here, a little bit of cheese there, gets bigger and bigger, and boom, he's in the trap. That's the Fabian system. They treat us like animals, and unfortunately it works. And because that'll be on the books, they'll go up to a year, or maybe 6 months to start with, and then a year, then two. Then the sky is the limit. It's the same with every law that's put on the books. Do you know there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of people arrested over the last year or so under anti-terrorism, but they had nothing to do with terrorism. They're using it for everything now. Everything. See, they get on the books and expand and expand. Mr. Brown said a promise to bring in compulsory community service would be a part of his next election manifestos. They love manifestos. Under the scheme, the work may include helping charities. Oh boy, they run all the charities too, the big boys, the big foundations. Eh? And is likely to become part of the school curriculum, ideological indoctrination. The scheme would be woven into plans to make everyone stay in education or training until the age of 18 by 2011. Mr. Brown told the News of the World newspaper, "It is my ambition to create a Britain in which there is a clear expectation that all young people will undertake some service to their community and where community service will become a normal part of growing up in Britain." This is worldwide, this agenda. This is under UNESCO. Remember, part of the charter of the Royal Institute for International Affairs said at the very beginning that the world they will bring in gradually will be a world where you will be born to serve the world state. Serve, underline serve, the world state. And that's what's coming in, folks. And we're living through it, believe it or not. I'll be back with more after this break. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading an article from the BBC, what the Prime Minister has said about his, it's not his wonderful vision, you know, it's the boys he works for, and it's not the public. A world of service, remember, is what the Royal Institute for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations want. The planned society, it will affect everything to procreation. And even if you can procreate or should have the right to do this, all wound up together in the planned society. Remember, the definition of a citizen is someone born into a system with pre-existing duties. So be very careful when you hear the term citizen. Mr. Brown told the News of the World newspaper, "It's my ambition to create a Britain which there's a clear expectation that all young people will undertake some service to the community, and where community service will become a normal part of growing up in Britain." Bush Senior was the first one to publicly, as a president or a leader of a country, use this term, communitarianism. Going back to the Club of Rome, they said they looked at all the systems in the world. After all, their boys set up the Soviet Union and other totalitarian places and studied them. Great big laboratories. And they favored collectivism. Well, see, collectivism is communitarianism. It's the same thing. It says clear accreditation. It says, and by doing so, the contributions of each of us will build a better society for all of us. For them, it will, yeah. The Prime Minister added, that would mean young people being expected to contribute at least 50 hours of community service by the time they've reached the age of 19. This will build on the platform provided by citizenship classes. It's another big thing they brought into the schools. Citizenship classes are teaching you what a citizen is now, you see. That's standard and ideological training. Because it's political. It's politically motivated. But because the greater part of what I envisage as community service takes place outside the day, school day, it will require the close involvement of local community organizations and charities, while the foundations owned by the bankers run these charities and organizations. That's the parallel governments. Mr. Brown said the work would also be linked to a clear system of accreditation so that young people would be able to mark their achievements gained through volunteering. In other words, you'll be either in or out. You better comply or else. Gordon Brown first proposed the idea of a national youth service to channel teenagers into voluntary work last year. It was due to be formally launched in September and would become compulsory if Labour was re-elected, which they were. Labour, of course, is socialism, and to be honest with you, so is conservatism. It's the same thing. There was an excellent movie put out by the BBC, I think it was. It was called Deep Cover, with Donald Pleasence. It goes through some of this during the Thatcher years, where this character says, who should know, he says, when his daughter says, well, don't worry, Daddy, our lot's in now, meaning Thatcher's lot, the right wing. He says, are you sure? He says, are you sure? He knew darn well it was all the same side with the same agenda. There are no left and right. There's only elitists. And I've talked about Optimum Population Trust before. I've gone through it. It's really a eugenics organization that fronts, again, for the foundations. Eugenics and depopulation has always been a mandate. Remember Sir Charles Galton Darwin in his book, The Next Million Years, where he bewailed the fact he couldn't just kill off openly the people. They'd have to do it by surreptitious means and covert methods. Otherwise, they'd outbreed those who were fittest to survive. And he went right into eugenics. He even talked about using the needle and different techniques or something in the food or the water, and by goodness, we have it. We've got it all. Got it all here. And I've also said that the nature programs, I noticed when I was small, there was one they used to repeat on the one station we had in Britain. It was called Hans and Lottie Haas. They started off the deep sea diving in scuba. It was very exciting to live in a working class area and see these amazing tropical oceans and little islands and so on. But there was something about it that just went overboard. And of course, they were gradually, even back then, introducing us to the idea of man's impact, too many people on the planet. And that's what all of the big nature programs are about. That's why there's been so many of them. And who runs one of the major ones? David Suzuki. David Suzuki, the eugenicist and geneticist. That's what he studied, to be a geneticist. An elitist. And he runs the main ones for Canada. Every country's got their favorite. They all belong to the same organizations like World Wildlife Fund and Prince Philip at the head of it. The man who said openly there's too many people. In Britain, David Attenborough was the main character for all these wonderful, wonderful nature programs. And they take years in the Fabian style to get the audience with them, you see. And you like the guy against Fabian, get to like the guy, identify with him. And then once he's so popular and millions of people follow him, he's like a god to them when it comes to nature, etc. He brings in the real kicker, why he's really there and why they've really done it. He's worked his whole life at this. Beautiful, beautiful Fabian strategy. The broadcaster, Sir David Attenborough, has become a patron of a group seeking to cut the growth in the human population. On joining the Optimum Population Trust, Sir David said growth in human numbers was frightening. Was frightening. To whom? Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading an article from the BBC about David Attenborough, who's now up there. He always was. He just, to say Fabian-wise, in the Fabian style, taken many years to get the following that he has, a whole lifetime, in fact. That's how they do it, at Deep Cover, all right. And generations have grown up listening to this man, and lots of youngsters still do. He's like a little god to them, you see. Loves animals. Can't be that bad. And it says here, he's joined the Optimum Population Trust. It's a big foundation, you see, backed by the other big foundations that pretend to be philanthropists. And they fund hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-governmental organizations and give them full-time salaries and all the rest of it, so that they can lobby governments. They're only too happy to hear what they have to say and implement laws along that line. That's how it really works. Government is a sham. So is philanthropy. So Sir David has been increasingly vocal about the need to reduce the number of people on Earth to protect wildlife. You see, exactly what Prince Philip goes on about, so on. A guy who never worked in his life. You can tell how wonderful his offspring are by the wonderful things they've done for the world. Now, this goes all the way back to Thomas Malthus, who was the first of the elite of Britain to voice concerns about the peasantry. He was a top economist for the British East India Company, owned by the Crown and royalty and aristocracy, the first international corporation. And they had members in the United States as well, from the beginning, even before it was called the United States. Fatelihu Yale was one of them, and he said, we'll set up this university to make sure that the leaders from here always guide this country along what we want it to be. But Malthus himself devised the poor houses. He said that poor people should be put into areas where it's very damp and bad for their health, very wet, swamplands, marshlands, build housing for them, and have them die off, give them poor food, malnourish them. That was a way to deal with them. He was also a man who dealt with the diets of slaves abroad in the plantations on behalf of the wealthy, where they experimented with different minimalistic types of diets to find the best ones to keep them working, but too weak and tired to walk off or try to run away. And certainly when you're tired and you're worn down physically, your mind doesn't work at a very good capacity either. You seem rather dull. So they make jokes about slaves too. It's a science, you see. Already a science. And the British people and European peoples listened to their governments, and sure enough, down through the 50s and so on, people generally had one, maybe two children. Many parents decided not to have any. Then Margaret Thatcher got in, supposedly on behalf of the Conservatives, which is a big joke. And she opened the floodgates to immigration, mainly from India, first of all. And she, in the national papers, it said at the time, well, you see, we have to bring in millions of people because there's not enough people in Britain, and there's not enough children being born to pay off the national debt. So here you go, you see, if you try, if you believe anything they tell you, you can't win anyway. You do all the right things that they advise, and they hit you anyway. Therefore, millions come into the overcrowded cities, or make them overcrowded. They don't make the cities bigger. And it appears to be massively overcrowded. This is a technique. Perception becomes reality to the people who live there. It says here, talking about the Optimum Population Trust, the trust which accuses governments and green groups of observing a taboo on the topic, meaning they're not being vocal enough and saying, we've got to start killing people. That's what he's saying here. Say they're delighted to have Sir David as a patron. And I've had articles in the paper, this Ottoman Population Trust, saying they're going to start killing people and sterilizing people compulsorily. Sir David, one of the BBC's longest-standing presenters, has been making documentaries on the natural world and conservation for more than half a century. Half a century. Conservation. Think about it. A statement issued by the Optimum Population Trust, he is quoted as saying, I've never seen a problem that wouldn't be easier to solve with fewer people, or harder and ultimately impossible with more. Well, come on, David. You know, you're getting on in age. I mean, why don't you give us an example? You know where the cliffs are, don't you? None of these people, because of course they believe they have superior genes, remember. They truly, truly, truly believe this. They won't go first. The trust, which was founded in 1991, campaigns for the UK population to decrease voluntarily by not less than 0.25% a year, which is nonsense. Look at the death rate with all the weird diseases we're getting now. Skyrocketing. And they are doing it by different means, because the sperm count in the Western world, as I keep telling people, is down 85%, and that sperm that is still alive doesn't have the motility. And that was in the Disappearing Male documentary put out by CBC, well documented. It's on my website, the link in the archive section. So they're on a roll to do what they want to do. Planned, always planned. You see, if you're in power, if you already have an elite in power in the 1700s and 1800s, they never intended to give it up. Power never gives itself up voluntarily. It doesn't say, okay, we've got democracy now, let's all be friends and see what happens. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. They never give up power. They may try to give up the illusion of power, but it's well hidden. Although it's coming into the open again, they never gave up the power. And they plan in centuries ahead. That's what big international corporations do. They'll plan their investments 50, 70, 80 years ahead. The United Nations use the same techniques because they were set up by the Royal Institute for International Affairs. 10-year plans to take the water over, 50-year plans to take the food supplies over, 2030 to drastically reduce the population. That's in their own think, from their own think tanks. They always plan the future. Well, how do you think they're going to do all this with your cooperation? Even if you've got nothing but entertainment all day long with a cell phone stuck to your ear and you're text messaging and you're playing games or glued to the television set, how do you think they're going to do this? They'd love to have you all cooperate, wouldn't they? But mind you, it would be much easier shortly because with the mandatory volunteerism and the school mandatory indoctrination with political ideology, you're going to see children soon come forward, voluntary, asking for sterilization. Voluntarily, I should say. And that's coming. Now, I've got reports here on the food. There's nanotechnology in the food now itself and in your candies and everything else. But they never told the public till it's done. And the Food and Drug Administration, they say themselves, oh my goodness, we haven't tested this stuff. Do you really believe, do you really, really, really believe that they let disasters happen and then look into it? You see, they want you to believe in the accidental view of history. We just screw up here and there and deal with the problems once they arise. That's what they want you to believe. Just like the crash that they created to bring the economy down, to bring up the IMF to world standards so that it will fulfill its proper role. It was designed to print money for the whole world. Your pills, this is from the Mail Online, 12th of April. Microchips and pills could soon be allowed doctors to find out whether a patient has taken their medication. It's already here. They have them. But digestible sensors just 1 millimeter wide would mean GPs as general practitioners and surgeons could monitor patients outside the hospital or surgery. It also means so can the cops and everyone else, right? Developers say the technology could be particularly useful for... See how they always give you... They want to help the people, the poor, the sick, and the infirm. That's how they bring everything in. DARPA put a brain chip in a guy. They keep telling us, we've never seen the guy, but they keep telling us he can send emails by just thinking about them. DARPA is not in the business of helping paraplegics. Look out what they're for. It's a military-industrial complex. Developers say the technology could be particularly useful for psychiatric or elderly patients who rely on a complicated regime of drugs and are at risk if they miss a dose or take it at the wrong time. It could also be used for the chronically ill, such as people with heart disease, to establish whether costly drugs are working or whether they are causing potentially dangerous side effects. Does that mean we're all just getting tested with stuff? They could even remind women to take the pill if they forget. The intelligent medicine works by activating a harmless electric charge when drugs are digested by the stomach. Charge is picked up by a sensing patch on the patient's stomach or back, which records the date and time the pill is digested. It also measures heart rate, motion, and breathing patterns. Well, you see, they've been using this for the NASA guys for years. They had their suits rigged with monitors and chips, but now they want you to eat it. The information is transmitted to a patient's mobile phone. Privacy, right? And then to the internet using wireless technology to give a complete picture of their health and the impact of their drugs. Now, I've read articles in the past where they're now mandating drugs, psychiatric drugs, by court order from judges. You know that that's going to be the first thing they're going to be used this for. You get a chip as well when you get your sentence by the judge. You know, since they're already drugging a huge proportion of young males now to make sure they get shrunken brains and all those with leadership qualities are out of action. You know they're going to give them these chips. That's what it's about. They're not spreading to all of the population. And then it'll be that, like that THX movie where they'll know if you've missed your medication and they pull you in to make sure you take it. The information is transmitted to patients' mobile phone, blah, blah, blah. Doctors and carers can view this information on secure web pages. What's secure? But how on earth can we have secure web pages when supposedly someplace in China, supposedly, it could be the NSA for all we know, hacked into about 12 or 15 countries' government computers? That was in the paper about a week ago. And believe you, our governments are not using the cheap little free this and that that we use, or the ones that we buy. What chance would we have? We already have discrimination when it comes to getting insurance for people, because their data and their health care now is all over the place. Oh, you're prone to this, you're prone to that. You can't get health care. You can't get insurance. But you know, it's all to do with control. Control. Two major drug companies are investigating the technology developed by US-based Proteus Biomedical, interesting name. Trials are beginning in the UK within 12 months. Now, this is nonsense because they've already tried it out. Whatever they announced to us, they've done a long time ago. Professor Nick Peters, a cardiologist at Imperial College London, who was coordinating trials, said the technology was transformative. No kidding. But interestingly, too, this company, Proteus, has also got the backing of the World Economic Forum. Why would the World Economic Forum, that deals with the world and populations and the economy, etc., be backing Proteus Biomedical? You see, what I'm doing is telling you the bits you're supposed to think about for yourself, but few do. Because like Zygmunt Brzezinski told us in his book, Between Two Ages, shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot that news which they've heard on the previous day's television. And they will expect the media to do their reasoning for them. That has happened. That has happened. You got to put two and two together for yourselves, because the media is not there to tell you what to dwell upon or how to connect things. It's like socialism, communism. If you don't use the word communism, people will never associate socialism with communism. That's how bad it is today. There's also links to this at Wise Up Journal, which also gives you some more data about these particular chips and their silicone, apparently, little silicone wafers. And they've got some sort of coating on them so they cannot be destroyed by the acids in your stomach. There's a good series of movies put out. I think it was called Fortress. There was one and two. And the actor was Lambert, I think his name was. They made the patients swallow this thing that attached themselves to their stomach. You could not get rid of it. It wouldn't pass through you. And they could punish you, give you incredible pain by activating external devices. All this is coming. All this is coming. Now, I saw an article in Canada and then one from New Zealand. The New Zealand one is called The Press, thepress.co.nz, New Zealand. Aircraft may spot energy wasters. The Christchurch City Council says they may shame people. Shame. See, that's a big part of Pavlovian-type psychology and Skinner psychology. They're already shaming people into dropping litter by and shopping malls in Britain, when you come up on the massive Orwellian screen, yes, you down there, you, number so-and-so, pick up that trash. And everybody looks at it and you go, oh my God, you're embarrassed. Shame. This is how you train. This is how they treat like animals. Shame people into more energy-efficient ways by using an aircraft with infrared imaging to identify poorly insulated houses. This is all over the place, not just New Zealand. Because I saw the same article bust out across Canada and the States at the same time. The proposed aerial, because we're global, you see. We've got a global government already. A parallel government is global. The serial thermal imaging map is part of an ambitious plan to slash Christchurch $1.6 billion annual energy bill and cut energy use by every city resident by 9%. We're going to roll out the scheme this winter. Isn't it wonderful to live in a wonderful, free and open democracy? Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and by God, the time's flashing by here, and just notice we've got callers. So quickly, I'll take Steve from Colorado. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad, yeah.
Good. Now, I've been listening to you for as long as, I guess, as you've been on the air. Mm-hmm. And I've been, you know, looking into this, you know, as an individual for probably 30 years or better.
Yeah.
And I've come to this conclusion, and, you know, believe me, I'm a huge fan, so don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But, you know, is there a better idea running the world? I mean, you know, do you have another idea?
There's many ways. This is the thing. They know this too. You see, they did many studies in the 1800s, early 1900s. Lenin himself said, and he spoke on behalf of this world's society. He said, mankind, humankind, can go off in 1,000 different directions. See, we're so limited, we don't think outside the box. He said, but they must be brought up to think that this is the only natural one there can be. And when you have been brought to think this is the only natural one can be, you're going to think, you're going to accept every excuse and every direction they give you, because we've never had the opportunity to look at different routes of society at all. There are many directions we can go off on. It's just that these boys, remember, have a hidden agenda. It's a utopia for them at the end. And as they start killing off the lesser people, they'll then start killing off their managerial class. They won't need them. They won't need massive bureaucracies over a population that doesn't exist. They really want a utopia where the fit, under the Darwinian rules that they believe in, they should live. And they've already decided, H.G. Wells said this, we have decided who the fittest already are. And he wrote that just after 1900. Okay. Now we'll go to Vince in Canada. Are you there, Vince?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I just heard a little beep here. I just wanted to express my opinion on something here. It's written by Noam Chomsky.
Yeah.
And it's a very old statement, but it's very important. It said that the control of opinion is the foundation of government.
Yes.
And to me, that's pretty serious stuff there, because if I can't have my own thoughts, what else do I have?
That's right. They're supplying you with everything that they have decided you are supposed to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
which eliminates 99% of stuff that you're not supposed to know.
So, like, what's the main ways that they do that?
It is through your training initially at school. You get it from your parents because they were indoctrinated through the same system. They think nothing's wrong. It's the accidental view of history they're given. And 50 years ago, all the public were suspicious of media. They knew that the lords and the barons owned it. They knew they were private. They knew they had spins and agendas. Today, that's been what cleared out of them. That they have been trained that somehow the media is an essential part of the government. They're not. They're still privately owned. But they certainly are an arm of government. Absolutely. And it's no coincidence from 400, 500 TV stations, you get exactly the same news and nothing outside of it. Yeah. But thanks for calling. And there's John from Ontario very quickly. Are you there, John? I guess that's the end of the show. I can actually hear the music coming in, so I don't even get John. Phone in the next time, John, tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. So from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent